Chapter 22. In further reply, Jesus again spoke to them with illustrations, saying, "The kingdom of the heavens has become like a man, a king, that made a marriage feast for his son. And he sent forth his slaves to call those invited to the marriage feast, but they were unwilling to come. Again he sent forth other slaves, saying, 'Tell those invited, look, I have prepared my dinner, my bulls and fattened animals are slaughtered, and all things are ready. Come to the marriage feast.' But unconcerned they went off, one to his own field, another to his commercial business, but the rest, laying hold of his slaves, treated them insolently and killed them. But the king grew wrathful and sent his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned their city. Then he said to his slaves, 'The marriage feast indeed is ready, but those invited were not worthy. Therefore go to the roads leading out of the city, and anyone you find, invite to the marriage feast.' Accordingly, those slaves went out to the roads and gathered together all they found, both wicked and good. And the room for the wedding ceremonies was filled with those reclining at the table. When the king came in to inspect the guest, he caught sight there of a man not clothed with a marriage garment. So he said to him, 'Fellow, how did you get in here not having on a marriage garment?' He was rendered speechless. Then the king said to his servants, 'Bind him hand and foot and throw him out into the darkness outside. There is where his weeping and the gnashing of his teeth will be. For there are many invited, but few chosen.' Then the Pharisees went their way and took counsel together in order to trap him in his speech. So they dispatched to him their disciples together with party followers of Herod, saying, 'Teacher, we know you are truthful and teach the way of God in truth, and you do not care for anybody, for you do not look upon men's outward appearance. Tell us, therefore, what do you think? Is it lawful to pay head tax to Caesar or not?' But Jesus, knowing their wickedness, said, 'Why do you put me to the test, hypocrites? Show me the head tax coin.' They brought him a denarius. And he said to them, 'Whose image and inscription is this?' They said, 'Caesar's.' Then he said to them, 'Pay back, therefore, Caesar's things to Caesar, but God's things to God.' Well, when they heard that, they marveled, and leaving him, they went off. On that day, Sadducees, who say there is no resurrection, came up to him and asked him, 'Teacher, Moses said, if any man dies without having children, his brother must take his wife in marriage and raise up offspring for his brother. Now there were seven brothers with us, and the first married and deceased. And not having offspring, he left his wife for his brother. It went the same way also with the second and the third, until through all seven. Last of all, the woman died. Consequently, in the resurrection, to which of the seven will she be wife? For they all got her.' In reply, Jesus said to them, 'You are mistaken, because you know neither the Scriptures nor the power of God. For in the resurrection, neither do men marry nor are women given in marriage, but are as angels in heaven. As regards the resurrection of the dead, did you not read what was spoken to you by God, saying, I am the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. He is the God, not of the dead, but of the living.' On hearing that, the crowds were astounded at his teaching. After the Pharisees heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, they came together in one group, and one of them, versed in the law, asked, testing him, 'Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?' He said to him, 'You must love Jehovah your God with your whole heart and with your whole soul and with your whole mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. The second like it is this: you must love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments the whole law hangs, and the prophets. Now while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, What do you think about the Christ? Whose son is he? They said to him, David's. He said to them, How then is it that David by inspiration calls him Lord, saying, Jehovah said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand until I put your enemies beneath your feet. If therefore David calls him Lord, how is he his son? And nobody was able to say a word in reply to him, nor did anyone dare from that day on to question him any further.